White. San Jose, California, June 13, 1883. Dear Willie, the work is moving forward slowly. The congregations are small. The first night was the largest, and last night I spoke to a good congregation. I had the attention of the people, and I thank the Lord I had some strength and some clearness of mind and the assistance of the Spirit of the Lord. Several women came to me after the meeting and said they were strangers to me, but thanked me for the words I had spoken. It had done them good. Mrs. Lyons spoke with me, referred me back to Dansville when she first became acquainted with me. She was my physician there. Her name was Payne, a Quakeress. She looks well, bears her age well. She was much pleased to meet me. I invited her to call at our home in Sister Scott's mansion. Brother Ings uses the team every day to go out in the country, and nearly everywhere he goes, he is invited in to visit, and he meets with some quite interesting cases. All the workers have all that they can do in the city. Each is doing what he can. The two boys, Frank Thorpe and one about the same age, are doing as well as could be expected for boys. I think we will gather some souls here, but not a large number. I am using my head some now. Yesterday, for the first time, wrote a few pages on my book. Life of Paul has just come to hand. Makes a neat book. Marion, Davis, expects me to read it through critically, but I can do no such thing. If those who read it cannot do this, it will go, for I would not trust my head or memory. I received your card yesterday. I feel deeply and desire to write much and think I can. Our family remains as it was, only brother and sister Ings, Henry Wallace, Addie, Walling, and myself. If we only make God our trust, we shall see of his salvation. God's power alone can be our help and strength. We rise at 5 o'clock, eat at 6:30, and then the men take the team to the tent and devote 1.5 hours to Bible class and talking together, comparing their experience of the day previous. They are instructed in regard to the orderly habits they should cultivate and the necessity of overcoming every defect in character. This is a school for them, which they all need very much. The Lambs are good-spirited boys, but have great deficiencies, no order, neglect the simplest duties in caretaking, leave things undone right before their faces. It is a time now for them to obtain a fitness for the work, or give it up, and take up that part of their education which has received no attention, until they develop a well-balanced character. Until this is done, they will never be fit to go alone and do anything. We all need more of the Spirit of God, more earnest faith, more constant, earnest prayer, that we may discern the grievous imperfections of our best works and our entire inability of ourselves to meet the divine standard. Oh, the greatness of the work to save souls! How few feel it! How few are doing all they can to gather souls to Christ! Satan is working with his might, persevering, diligent, untiring, while many who profess the truth are asleep, doing nothing to save souls, not even living the truth they profess. It is no tame testimony that will meet the people. We must reach the people through God. We must be flexible in the hands of God, to be molded as clay in the hands of the potter. There is sufficiency in the grace of God for every hour of conflict, for every hour of trial. Let us take hold of God more firmly. His Spirit will help. His Spirit will strengthen and sustain. As we come nearer to God, we shall be conscious of our own nothingness and learn to depend more upon Jesus Christ, and then we shall obtain clear evidence of the love of Jesus. We shall see the goodness and mercy of God displayed in the orderings of His providence. Brother Wheeler writes, "My cow died very suddenly. But this seems so small a matter when we see souls perishing around us. I scarcely give it a thought. Mother. Love to Sister Scott, Elder Haskell, and all my dear friends. Mother.